Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. But before we get some foot on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round until we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide he steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. We are here in the final four. God damn it. It's not the final four. It's Group A. But damn, does it look like a final four, my dude. The bracketologists have come off the top rope, hit us with the Macho Man elbow drop in the first round. And we're doing best X-Men characters, and they are not playing around. They're for blood.
It's wild. So we went to, I want to make sure I get this right. Shout out to ranker.com, where you can vote on everything. It's the purest place for democracy to exist. And
exactly. This is the only true form of a democracy that I've ever seen.
This is the only one I'll accept. Everything else is rigged. There's not an election that hasn't been rigged in the history of mankind. Except for Ranker.com.
When November comes around, everybody gets one vote.
Everyone.
Everybody's on the ballot. Every single person on Earth, whether you want to be or not, is on the ballot.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I like about Ranker is that when you sign up and you're like, hey, I would like to vote for Ranker. They're like, yeah, oh my God, thank you. Could we get your first name, your last name, email, password? You're like, yeah, great. I'm going to do that. And I'm like, I'm probably going to make a few more so I can get my, you know, so I can make sure that Beast, low-key, one of my favorites, can go up the list, right? No. After you enter that, they're like, oh, hey, by the way, we do need your social security number. We need your mother's name, maiden name. We need your pets. And I know you're wondering, are we going to steal your identity? No, we're never going to do that. Unless you decide to vote twice. In which case, we will take everything from you and we will burn down your home. And you're like, oh. Okay, so one vote, one person, one vote. This is democracy.
This is democracy at its finest. I love it.
And I think that's where we mess up as a country. Because I do think if we just want to get rid of any kind of like voter problems, anyone who's like, people cheat on voting, which doesn't happen, by the way. It's very rare. It's minuscule. It's like, hey, we'll kill you. If it's discovered, we'll kill you. And that's it. It's over. No prison, no nothing. We just line everyone up and just... Ba-ba-ba-ba-bada-bing, you know? And hey, I know you're like, Nick, that's a terrible way. You can't just do that. I'm like, okay, but have you tried voting more than once? Then what are you so afraid of? You're not going to do it, so you're not going to fucking die.
The slow creep of fascism. It's even making its way onto our show.
Oh, no, am I?
Everybody, be careful.
Cody, am I the... Oh, no. I thought I was immune to it because I was so woke, but apparently... Yes.
Apparently not, dude. You're just as bad as the rest of them. And that's what we're talking about. These badass boys and girls with superpowers.
And that is correct. So once again, we went to ranker.com. We listened to the people who they voted for as the best X-Men of all time. We took that list. We sent it to our bracketologist. They kicked it back, randomized it for us. And here we have with the one seed, Jean Grey, going up against the 16 seed Gambit. And then we have the 8-seed Storm going up against the 9-seed Cyclops. Cody, where do you want to start?
Let's start at the top with Jean Grey and Gambit. Where are you on the Jean Grey train? Because I think I'm not a huge fan of Jean Grey and Phoenix and Dark Phoenix. For the reason, I understand, yeah, she's super powerful mutant. If anyone doesn't know, she's like a psychic mutant. Doesn't matter. My problem is her story is so fucking wild that I lose interest. Once she dies and gets resurrected and then there's like 4 clones of her, I'm like, I'm out. I'm fucking out. You jump the shark and I'm gone. And I can't handle Jean Grey. I do not like it.
Here's where I stand on Jean Grey is that for whatever reason, the only medium that's been able to capture her in a way that I think, and very funny because her boyfriend has the exact same problem. The only medium that I think has captured them in a really great way is the animated series.
The 90s cartoons. Yeah, they're so good.
That Dark Phoenix saga, that five, it's a 5-episode arc. It's not even that much out of like, because the way that my mind remembers that
it
series
was like,
of television.
It was like 3 seasons long.
I thought it was the whole thing, essentially. I was like, oh, that's why. Because the thing is, ever since then, right? Obviously, it happened in the comics before it happened in the, but then everything we've ever tried to do since with Jean Grey is try to do Dark Phoenix, and they have failed so many times at doing Dark Phoenix. And it's just like, and it sucks because I'm like, she actually probably has cooler things about her than just Dark Phoenix. It's just that the animated series crushed it so hard that they're like, we should try that again.
It's like it's the first time you do a drug. They're just chasing that dragon again. They'll never get it.
Every single time. You're like, you're not going to get it, guys. You just
can't. You got this character's convoluted and her lore is crazy and everything's very mixed up and twisted around her. And then you got Gambit. He touches things, they explode, and he's DTF all the time. He just wants to, he's Cajun and he just wants to lay pipe. I understand his character.
You're like, hey man, I've been to New Orleans. I get it. It's a fun town. Weird voodoo. Just wanted to, who doesn't get horny being in New Orleans? You know, it's a horny place. So you're like, yeah, Gambit's character is fully realized. Here's my thing about Gambit. So according to, and I'm not going to look any more into this, people, you know, we barely will do our research in these rounds. They do mention here on his profile on Ranker that he has the charge inanimate objects with kinetic energy. Like you said, enhanced agility. That explains how he's so sick with the bow staff. Shout out the bow staff. Only him and Leonardo holding it down as the two people like, no, this is the best weapon.
Just get a sword or a gun. Charge the bullets and shoot the bullets. Exploding bullets. I don't understand why we haven't done this.
Nah, but bow staff, though. Bow staff and a deck of cards is so much sicker. They qualify this as a superpower, is hypnotic charm. So my question is, does Gambit know that? Or does he just think he's really good with the ladies? Like, was someone ever like, hey, by the way, Gambit, you've actually been hypnotizing those women the whole time. So it's hard to say what, if they actually were into you or not. You're an attractive guy. So maybe, but definitively they were all hypnotized. So I don't know, man. Deal with that crisis yourself.
If he doesn't know that, is that bad?
No. It's not bad if you don't know it.
If I had hypnotic charm, he doesn't know. Like, Cody, maybe he does.
And I don't want to, and there's no need for us to dig into the politics and the legalities of it. But here's what I want to say. As a man who believes himself to be rather charming and rather charismatic and can really turn it on, if you came to me, if you came to me as a 30-year-old man and were like, hey, Nick, by the way, you know all those women like that you've charmed and had great experiences with? And I'd be like, yeah, I've lived a very privileged life. And you're like, oh, but it was hypnosis the whole time.
Oh God. Can you imagine getting hit with that?
I would be like, okay, so I'm just gonna die now. Like, I'd have to like hide in a hole. I wouldn't trust any interaction I ever had ever again. Cause you'd be like, wait, am I turning it on?
I'd walk up to my wife and just start spraying her with a squirt bottle. She'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Anti-charming things. Do you like me or not? Do you love me? If you quit screaming at the bottle, no, I think I have to squirt you with the bottle and you still have to love me through this.
We have to work through this. Cody, why are you smashing the TV with a hammer? Do you love me?
Yeah.
Oh man, to learn your whole life.
So it's tough.
I think
that's the hard part with Gambit, is it's tough.
If we do the classic who would win in a fight, it's Jean Grey, right? We can get that out of the way. Done.
Oh yeah, that's not the thing about Gambit here, Gambit's fun, right? Like Gambit is definitely, as far as he is the personality hire for The Office, he is not necessary at all to what they do. If anything, he's a liability
If I was going into Avengers Endgame and you split me and my X-Men guys up, right? And we're going into two squads and I'm the captain and we're doing volleyball, the like dodgeball rules where you get to pick. He's not my first pick. First pick I'm taking.
Well, in dodgeball, he is my first pick because of the whole he can turn the balls into bombs thing. But I get in the general gist of what you're saying. If we get to pick who's on the team, Gambit is towards the end of that list. You're like, ah.
Yeah.
We need someone to kind of hype us up if we do start losing. And
I think I'm going Gambit just sheer principle of Jean Grey. Because once we start diving into Jean Grey, really getting into it, one, it's overwhelming. And two, besides the X-Men series from like 97 or whatever it was, it's not good. I don't think her story's very good. I think she's a central point that's forced upon us.
I think it's tough because, yeah, I think she also has the unenviable task of, like, there's also Professor X, and he's clearly, like, she's the protege to the mentor who never... The problem is Professor X never steps aside. I mean, there's a million comics. Don't fucking stop. I'm just saying, in the general lore of the X-Men, Professor X like never really like gives like lets her take over and like, nah, man, we basically have the same powers. Plus, well, you can also, you know, You can do a few more things than I can. Maybe you should be running the team now, Gene. No, this old man won't get off. We'll just stay there in his throne till he fucking dies. I'm tired of being held down by the man. I'm going Jean Grey.
I'm going Gambit.
We'll settle this the only way we know how. The American voting coin of 2004 as brought to you by random.org. Low seed gets the pick. That's going to be you, Cody, with the 16 seed. We got George Bush facing up. John Kerry on the other side. Where are we going?
I'm going to go Bush, baby, I guess. No reason.
No reason. All right. We're going to flip. It is Bush, baby.
Hell yeah. That means we have-
Honestly, I'm going to be honest about this. I actually like Gambit way more, but I just feel like there's a part of me who's like, I can't deny Jean Grey's overall importance.
Here's the thing. No, I understand that I'm probably going to take the heat from the big nerds, and that's fine. I get the overall importance of Jean Grey. I'm just not entertained. Like, her story's not the reason I'm tuning in, you know?
No, that's very fair. No, and I agree with you. I'm a bigger, like I said, if anything, I would be the Gambit of the X-Men. Power not that great, but I'm just like, I really hope I'm just able to.
You would be the personality hire for the X-Men. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got that.
For sure.
You're literally in the back of the plane, the last seat with the seatbelt on. Like, I made the fucking cut. Let's go. Yeah.
Me? Oh, hell yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. This is going to be sick. And they're like, you just need to stand by the plane. Just make sure if they come to the plane, defend the plane. That's your job. Like, that's what I'm deserved. All right. Another huge fucking matchup here. We've got the 8-seed Storm going up against the 9-seed Cyclops. Once again, especially if you watch the new 97 that they just came out with, Cyclops finally gets his fucking mojo back after just being destroyed, I feel like, for centuries in everything else, in the movies,
yes,
in other cars. And like, there's also one of my things I loved watching as a kid was it was called like X. It was like X-Men Teens, essentially. It was Degrassi, but with X-Men.
It was like
animated. It's an animated show. But they're all teen. It's when everyone's a teenager.
Was that Mutant Academy? Wasn't that called Mutant Academy?
No, there's an actual movie that has that. This was, I don't remember what it's called. But anyway, it was on like the WB before it became the CW. And
hell yeah.
Even in that, they're like, he's supposed to be like what you'd imagine, the big jockey bro. And he still comes off like a bitch.
He's so whiny all the time.
You're like,
dude,
you got to be like, they put you in the best position and they still couldn't write him fun. They're like, nah, he kind of sucks. Like, I feel like that's the problem with Cyclops is that because the people who write him, I think there's always that resentment towards him. Because you're like, you would have fucking bullied me, Scott Summers. Like,
yeah, you would have, dude.
I don't like they have. That's why there's a kinship with Wolverine. Some weird fuzzy little dude that they're like, nah, man, I get that guy though. He's fucking kick ass.
Let's be honest. The one who's gonna bully you is Wolverine.
Right. He's an asshole.
All the time, man.
He's only ever shown that too. We have Wolverine's obviously in the bracket. We will talk about him, but let's be clear about that. Wolverine is a dick compared. Like, Cyclops just wants his team to work out.
It's
like
the problem is Cyclops is the Tommy Pickles of it from Rugrats, right?
Right.
When you realize your main character is handsome and strong and smart and calculating and got a big old hog and all the ladies love him and all the men want to be him, where do you write that guy? There's nothing you can do. Like, he's the most boring vanilla motherfucker on earth, but he does shoot lasers out of his eyes, which we cannot let go.
It's fucking sick. Sick. And also, but it's very funny because, like, once again, the whole point of the X-Men is that this is supposed to be a group of misfits, right? It's supposed to represent the minorities of society that you feel on the outskirts of. And this is a place where you can be yourself and be who you truly are. And yet still somehow there's like, oh, but by the way, we do have Brad Pitt over here.
Yeah, like, fuck
you're
that
like, get
guy.
The fuck out, Brad. This isn't yours. You can't have everything. Get the fuck out, dude.
This isn't for you. The problem also with Cyclops is, without sunglasses, he's useless. His whole power
immediately.
He has no way to control his power. So at the very basest level, this is awful. You do not want this man on your team.
It's a wild risk you're taking. It is a wild risk you're taking. You're like, okay, from, you know, great strategist on the battlefield. Strong, you know, the power is good, but if all it takes is like, and I know he's got probably better glasses than I do, but we've all whipped our head too hard once and our glasses just flew off. I didn't murder anyone after that happened, you know?
And the, like, he is, okay, he whips his head around, his glasses fly off, right? Beams shooting everywhere. Doug, he can't even look for his glasses. Right. He's worse than Velma. At least Velma can try to find him. You know, I can't see anything without my glasses. No, he murders everything without his glasses.
Yeah, you can't go from Captain America to Velma in your character arc. You know what I'm saying?
Like, in less than a second, too.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Like, I'm sorry. It's real hard for me to take my boss seriously. If the second he loses an accessory, he's like, I don't know. Like, it'd be like if you were at work and your boss was like, hey, I can't find my pen.
I'm going home.
Yeah, fuck like, it. Right. It just throws a hissy about like not having a pen, and you're just like, all right, well, I guess the boss is out because he doesn't have his pen.
Dude, you what, know
could
for
you
a
do
fact,
anything
dude.
Else for the job? No, there's nothing I can do if I don't have my pen.
Imagine too, like you, the X-Men all live in a dormitory, right? So Cyclops goes to bed. You sneak over on your kitty cat paws. You take his glasses. He wakes up. Guys, where's my glasses? I can't find my glasses.
It's that prank happened one time, and like he blasted through, probably killed someone in another room. And they were like, hey, guys, senior pranks are off at the academy. We can't do pranks anymore, guys.
We also have to acknowledge that everyone here is capable of murder. So we do need
unwillingly. We get that. And that's crazy about all of you. So we're going to not do pranks. But the best pranks, if there was one person who they don't need it as part of their arc and energy and storyline, Storm could have some fun pranks.
Oh, she could do the best. I'm not even touching Storm because she's going on to the next round.
Yeah, Storm's OP. Like, I mean, she's dog. It's, yeah.
African queen that can control the weather. Let's go.
That's basically been on my Tinder profile since I started it. Just looking for my African queen who can control the weather. I kind of meant that we would go like flying, like, oh, we control the weather because we'd be flying on that G6. But
No, I get it. If you can actually control the weather, why not?
Yeah, but if you could, I'd do that instead. That would be so much easier. I don't have the G6. I'd also need you to provide said G6. So, all right, we're going to move. I'm with you here. Let's move Storm on where she's going to go up against Gambit. Cody, Do you think they've hooked up, or do you think Gambit has tried so hard and just cannot crack that nut? Like,
I don't think anyone can crack that nut. Storm is the only one that can crack that nut. And Gambit's got to have tried, right?
I think it's one of those things, like, he's definitely, when him and Rogue are on the outs, he's over there at Storm, in Storm's room, like, hey, mon ami, how you doing? I don't know why I'm trying to do it.
Your French is bad, but I don't think she's playing, dog. She's too busy. She's got grand machinations. She's, like, one of the most powerful mutants on the planet, controlling all the weather. You never hear about weather, like, there's never, like, a flood and like Tibet or something that kills everyone, because I feel like Storm in the background is controlling the world's weather.
Are you implying then she does let through certain like weather related events? Like she has to be like, hey, okay, I know there's going to be a tornado in Oklahoma.
Do you think she controls weather at a global scale? Or
that's
is it
what
like
you
a
just implied.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm saying I think she's like flying around on the bat, the X-Men plane. Like if there's like a big hurricane that's coming, she's like, let's get this out of here.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I thought
I'm saying like if there's extreme weather in Oklahoma, a tornado pops out of somewhere and she's in like London eating toast or cold beans from
beans
a can.
Beans and toast. Yeah, you're right.
That's London cuisine. I think that tornado is going to happen.
Okay.
Expect her. You know, we can't expect one person to control the globe.
No. I don't think so. I thought that's what you were implying. So anyway, go back, everyone. You can go listen to, we've talked about superpowers before very early. That's like first 100 episodes we did superpowers. Yeah. So you can go back and listen to us talk about those. And I don't think weather won, but it was definitely a higher pick because unless I think the one thing we never looked into, and we're not going to do it right now either, is it a Bruce Almighty situation where sure you want the sun to look bigger because you're trying to get laid. We've all been there.
Yeah. Obviously.
But you pull the sun in too close, you cause a tsunami in Japan, right?
Yep.
Is it if she, for whatever she stops from happening, right? Mm-hmm. Or from whatever she creates, what does that, how much does that throw off what we assume to be the ecosystem of the world and the way it works.
It's a delicate balance, and she's probably fucked it up, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But you can't, first of all, if I had her powers, would you charge that service? What if, like, okay, governments can call me up. I'm Cody the Weatherman, right? They call me Mr. Mister.
Dog, it's not governments that are going to call you up. It's the NFL. It's the NBA.
Oh,
it's
no, I'll answer that for sure.
Hey, we're going to need, we do have Chief Ravens tonight, and we are expecting rain in Kansas City. Could you,
Dude, how much, if I went, okay, WrestleMania is, like, never going to be in Minneapolis because it happens in March and April, and they're afraid it's going to blizzard, right?
Totally. Even though understand. We have a dome stadium, I just want to be clear about that. It pisses me off. We can move on.
Yeah, it pisses me off too because I want to go to it. But here's the deal. I got weather powers. I go to the city of Minneapolis. How much would they pay me if I guarantee it's 70 degrees, sunny, and perfect all WrestleMania weekend?
I mean, you got to be talking millions, right?
It's got to be the millions, yeah.
You got it because you're going to make potentially hundreds of million dollars off of people coming into your town.
Exactly.
So it's you write it off. It's a tax write-off. Okay, like, we had to do it.
But now,
does the government do tax write-offs to itself? How does that? Yes,
they do. What if I reach out to Musk or fuck even NASA? And I'm like, oh, you want to make, I can make sure that your launch day, perfect. No wind, no shit. I would hold the world hostage for money is what I'm trying to get
well,
to.
Well, I mean, that is her big prop. That is the thing that is terrifying about her is, like, depending on how.
She's a better person than we are.
Depending on her reach, right? I mean, that would be the one thing, right? If you say that maybe she can control weather within a 10-mile area, right?
Yeah.
A 10-mile radius. So at least if she's not in your side of Earth, you're like, all right, at least we're going to just get a normal situation.
Yeah, we're good.
But outside of that, she could be the ultimate terrorist, right?
Oh,
just
for
constantly,
sure.
Just like, oh, hey, I know you're supposed to, like, you need the winter, right? Like, there are places that the whole reason the ecosystem works is because of the winter. She just shows up 100 degree day in December.
Fucks everything.
All of your shit. She's like, I mean, I could bring the snow back or I could destroy your entire economy and ecosystem. You tell me.
Yeah.
So luckily, this is why, gratefully, I think Storm has mostly always stayed on the side of good. Her heart is pure. Gambit, on the other hand, this man,
the second if he had Storm's powers, he'd flip in a second.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, he would be the worst with them.
He'd be like, oh, it's so beautiful and sunny. We probably should bang. That's all you'd want to do. He would take the people on date. It's always like every time.
Maybe it's actually not that bad then. Maybe because that's what he's, you're right. That's mostly what he's going to do. He's like, oh, mommy, look at this beautiful day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to lock in Storm, dude. We can't even fuck around with this. This has got to happen.
It's Storm, dude. Like, she's the sickest. Also, mm-hmm. I do think as far as casting goes, Halle Berry may be the greatest casting for...
Nailed it.
Ever. Like, I mean, we can give a lot to Mr. Hugh Jackman, right?
Hugh Jackman's a great call.
He was an unknown. So he got to build it from scratch. She was Halle Berry in the late 90s, early 2000s. She charged $1 million, 500 to each tit to see her boobs in swordfish. Like, that's the power she could command at that time. And she still rocks Storm hardcore, you know?
Hell yeah.
Shout out
dude.
To Halle Berry.
We get it.
As we should every episode.
Our African queen who can control the weather.
All right, Storm gonna move on into that final four where they will go up against the winners of Group B, C, and D. But you gotta stick around to listen to those. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition Podcast. If you want to about your boys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend. Wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and give us those 5 stars wherever you can.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament you'd like to see, well, just email it to us. It's not hard. FriendlyCompetitionPodcast@gmail.com. We can do it. We have email. You're in the future now.
Cody, quick
question
about-
if you are an African queen who can control the weather, reach out.
Get at your boy, okay? I mean, I'm married, but I think I could pitch this throuple to my wife. That's all I'm saying. I think there's a world. Very few worlds, but I think I'm in one of them, and I think I got a shot if you're out there. Could you imagine if Gambit wasn't good at throwing cards? Like, what do you think came first? Did he, like, was he, like, practice? Did he have to get that skill down first?
I want to say, can you imagine how useless you would be if we all got X-Men powers tomorrow and you got Gambits?
Like, the whole thing is based on hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, exactly.
The one thing that you need, and it's like, oh, so you obviously have enhanced hand-eye coordination then of two. Nope. I don't think so. I don't think I got it. Like, what? What? No, you should. That, how? So you can turn anything into a bomb, but you can't throw good? It's my monkey paw. Dude. Yep, I got monkey pod, man. I asked the devil for gambit powers. I didn't know. Yeah, I thought the hand-eye coordination came with enhanced agility. I'm just good at parkour now.
Still can't throw her shit.
Shout out to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff? And over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us. Like I said, folks, Group B coming out to you on Wednesday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.